I need a vacation. I need my bitch in the apron. Booty all out cooking bacon. Orange is the ace to be drinking. I always come out with the stars out. I'm on a mission, but we fall out. The city talking with a large mouth. Yeah, they ask this boy like fall out. Oh, honey. Drop it, give me 50, girl. Drop it, give me 50. You should fly with me because you be tripping when you miss me. You gon' hold me close and on your neck gon' be a hit. I ain't gotta feel too much. I know what get you sick. I ain't gotta know what's shining. Yeah, I know your vibe. It's a book for y'all. Let niggas fuck with your mind. I ain't getting out of policy when I'm behind. Looking at the piece of the brand new ride.
Going too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black. See Cabernet. What they gon' say? With the top down, spending money in it. Ain't we up till 6 in the morning. When the sun rises, we'll be on it. Boy, I got 5, and hope so live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' fly. Baby, when we gon' fly. Up all night, baby, when we gon' fly. Baby, up all night, when we gon' fly. Up all night, we gon' go.
So that's the piece of the brand new ride.
Yes, yes, man. Too blessed to be stressed. You're on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well with y'all out there. Islam, Salaam Alaikum to my family, man. Good morning to my loved ones, man. I hope y'all are well out there. We moving and grooving as we usually do. And it's Tuesday, August 3rd. If you haven't heard, man, it's a new word, man. This is it right here. You dig? So we just to get dripping wet with some information for y'all as we do. So I'm in here. I'm working up a sweat this morning. I'm still getting my herbalations in, my relaxation, my drinking my tea, you know. I hope y'all got to y'all destination, everything well this morning. We definitely go get into the issues on why we got all this self-hate up inside of us. You feel me? We got all this self-hate. You feel me? We fake feeling it. We spending all this money and got all this self-hate. So that means all our money, because we got self-hate, all this money we borrowing out spending, we spending more than everybody. Yeah, man, we spending more than the white man. We spending more than whoever got the bag, man. We spending it up. But guess what? We don't got nothing. We have nothing. Or do you have something? Now, that's the thing. See, you're searching for something that you already have. Something that's already inside of you. You're already, by birthright, by inheritance, you are them people. You are them guys. You them boys. But no, instead, we want to mimic after somebody else. You feel me? We want to put on somebody else's culture when we got our own culture. You feel me? We got our own culture. Even the culture that they created for us is a self-hate culture. That's what it is. It can't be nothing other than that, because look at our condition. Yeah, we're the biggest consumers, but we have nothing. We don't spend with each other. We don't like self and kind. Man, we'll do each other bad quick. Get on each other's helmet quick over some. Oh, let a pocket. Oh, you'll get on this helmet quick. A black man? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's what you're going to do. But let somebody else of another persuasion get out of peace. Oh, man, you go, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Yeah, you feel me? They can't do no wrong. So that just shows your spirit, but you've been turned against self. So that's what we got to do better at. We got to do better at loving ourselves. And that starts at home with the man in the mirror. Michael Jackson, boy, that was a bad mother. Watch your mouth. Mm-hmm. Mother Jackson said man in the mirror. That's what I'm starting with if I'm going to make a change. Yeah, how you going to make a change looking at everybody else and pointing fingers? Don't you know a block of wood can point a finger? Oh, you didn't know a sign could point a piece of wood to point you to the right direction? Yeah, come on now. Man in the mirror, man. That's what he said. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to make a change. That's what you got to do. And you got to start loving yourself. You got to start putting yourself first and loving yourself, and then loving yourself in kind. I mean, loving your people, you know. Loving the ones right at home. Sometimes we don't even love the people in our own homes, man. We don't even know it. We think we do. We think we're getting up and we saying hi every day and I love you. But what are we really trying to teach each other? How are we really trying to evolve? Are you pushing the people in your family to grow every day, to be better? Are you just letting them just stay in their condition? Because there's no way, if you're iron, that's what it's supposed to do, sharp as iron. So if you ain't sharpening nobody up, hey, man, you know, you got to go to your toolkit. Yeah, you got to go tune your toolkit, man. You know, there's a whole bunch of tools in your toolkit now. You got to know how to use them tools. So that's what we're discussing today, the psychological effects of self-hate and its economical devastation. Y'all all right out there? I hope y'all all right. Y'all on the morning trip with Suleiman Bey. Now, I have my note out here with my little websites and stuff. I'm going to have to write them down again because my mind be, yeah, I tell you, I seen to the wrong website. I know that much. But I know you can reach us at legalempowermentgroup101.com. That's the website. And almoreconsultationllc.com. That's the other website right there. And the Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, the health, the nonprofit website still coming. They be taking forever building them sites. I thought it was Shazam. That's what I thought it was. Shazam, and you up and running. But it's been taking a while. But, yeah, legalempowermentgroup101.com. Go to the website, leave your hookup, and we'll get to you, man, on any of the topics that you find in the archives. You know, we do credit repair, credit rebuilder, business credit, business formation. Yeah, man, you name it, we bring it, man. That's what the game is, man. So AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com. Yeah, I can't. If I got to spell it all out, you got to get your dictionary to spell consultation. It's all right there. You know, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Yeah, you on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Make sure you check in. Don't forget, we had Queen Kitty on here the other day with her feminine hygiene products for women. And that was at Queen Kitty, that's Kitty with a K, queenkitty.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram. So don't forget to catch her because she sure was on here talking about that thing, them products be having that thing. And this happened. Snap back, y'all. Be having it. It had that old thing purring. She said it's for the kitties that purr, not for the kitties that meow. Ooh, I said, ooh, you bad. So she said that look for that product line August 17th in stores, the Walmarts, the Targets, all that. So be looking for Miss Queen Kitty on display. Okay, so we moving and grooving. We rolling with the show. I hope y'all all right out there. I hope y'all tuned in. To my prison population family, y'all know what we doing. Y'all know what we doing. We don't do prison reform here, man. We trying to shut down the whole plantation. Y'all know what it is. Okay, all y'all got to do is don't go to work. Man, bro, if you listening, all y'all got to do is tell them don't go to work, man. Don't nobody go to work. Pass that all around. Everybody want to shoot stuff on the wire and shoot kites down the line. Yeah, and all down the tier and all that. Tell them to shoot them kites around the line. So don't nobody bit bop apart, man. Don't nobody go to work, man. Let the people call in and pay for whoever they need to come work and clean this nasty joint. Yeah, well, you taking care of your own self, housing your own self. Ain't no way. You let them do it, man. That's how you shut the system down. Yeah, they got to pay for all that labor. See, you working, doing all the labor, and then they selling contracts. Pipping you. Pipping at its highest degree. Yeah, pipping you. But don't forget, we are 14th Amendment citizens. We are black. That's what y'all hold on to. You keep signing that thing saying you black. You are 14th Amendment citizens. So since you're a 14th Amendment citizen, they had already made the 13th Amendment for your black ass. So by the time they got to the 14th Amendment 3 years later, you was already hooked and sunk. Yeah, you was already hooked and sunk. Yeah, it was over with. Yeah, 13th Amendment act like they abolished some slavery, the institution of slavery they abolished, but they had a whole new bureaucratic thing came going on, the Reconstruction era. Yeah, they reconstructed it. Yeah, they made a more perfect union. That's what they did through all 50 states. They said, we'll be fighting, man. You fighting y'all, hanging people and all this stuff. The world see this stuff, man. You can't do business like this now. We got to be more polished, more civil. So, you know, they put on their polished coats, you know, the suits and their ties, you know, their robes. Yeah, they just put in the black now, so you won't think they're the same ones with the white. You just go put on their robe, you feel me, and they just orchestrated a whole movement. So the 13th Amendment say in 1865, it says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States, or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So, hey, so all the slaves, all the Negroes, all us folks jumping up and down, they freed us, boss, we are free. But remember this, if somebody got the power to free you, then they got the power to enslave you again. You can't free me. I got to free myself. That's why you're not free now, because, see, they let you go. Why would they let you go? And you was the economic value. You still their number one economic value. I'm talking about profit over profit. You're nothing but pure profit because you don't understand this. So that's what we need to put that together. Okay. They let you go for a reason, because they knew they had your mind. You kill the mind, the body go follow. So they had to test you. So they let you go in 1865. Did you think you proclaimed, you declared and proclaimed your nationality to the world? Do you think you came out of your coma and said, here I am again? No, because you was in a coma for so many years that you forgot your identity. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when they let the physical chains down, most of us ran back to the plantation because we didn't know where to go or what to do. Boss Osby Good, he said, I can't pay you no more. Jimbo, I can't pay you no more, boy. You look you now, they didn't let you free now. Go somewhere and do something for yourself. Boss, I can't do what Osby's going to do, boss. We don't got nothing, nowhere to go, boss. So then you end up sharecropping. You have property and all kinds. You end up sharecropping. Then, you know, when you start sharecropping, he's giving you them seeds and stuff. You ain't got no money. He loaning them to you with interest. The interest is on your land. So you, every time he give you something just enough to survive, you got to come back and get some more. He's putting you in debt, more in debt. Man, about the third or fourth harvest, he was working for Massa. He got your land back. So back to this 13th Amendment. They knocked down the institution of slavery, except neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except, there go the hook. The prophet say, listen, Yahushua in the book, in the Holy Quran of the Moorish Americans, Yahushua, Jesus say, if the fish knew the hook was the worm, the hook was sunk in the bait, would he would have bit? No, ma'am, he would not have bit. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's the case, you would just take your hook on out there, and you won't take no bait. You would just throw your hook in the water, but nobody tell you to fish like that, huh? Yeah, you got to trick them. Yeah, you had to use tricknology, so that's what's going on. So neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. So all they did was set up a crime scene. How did they set up a crime scene? Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by what? Appropriate legislation. See, Congress, the new slave owner. See, you didn't know that trick, huh? You know, they got on their white, remember the Wigamore Party have on their white wigs with their black robe? Yeah, the Congress makes the legislation. Everybody waiting on Congress in the pens. Man, oh, Congress passed this. Man, Congress the ones got us. See? Congress making the legislation. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. They the one making the legislation, y'all. So you got to understand what's going on there. The enforcers. Yeah, then they just send their policy men out here to get you under the Black Code, which we're going to get to in a second. I already got that loaded up. The Christian Black Code of 1724. I didn't write it. I didn't make it. Go get it. Yahushua wasn't no Christian. He didn't know nothing about none of that stuff what people are talking about. You know, all that filthy religion stuff people got going on around here. Yeah, and everybody's fighting against each other, but everybody got the same book. How you all of the Abrahamic faith and everybody fighting? The Christians say the Jews wrong. The Jews say the Muslims wrong. The Muslims say these people, the infidels, this and that. Stop it. Get out of here. Stop all that. Yeah, get out of here. They sure tell you don't know yourself. You don't even know who you are. You remember, who was Yahushua praying to? Where was the person at? Huh? Where was the person at? Was it anybody other than someone inside of him? And what he can do, all things, these things you can do too. So, man, get out of here. It's a blasphemy. So, Amendment 14, 3 years later. Now, listen, 1865, they broke down their institution of slavery. So out went the physical slavery, out went master, out went nigger, negro, boy. Yeah, all the terminology, everything that went into this system was abolished. So, therefore, when you had denationalized me by calling me nigger, negro, remember, you blacked me out of history. You blackamored me all the way to black. Yeah, it's a book out there by Arthur name. His name, a brother. His name is not a brother, a fellow man. His name is Arthur Kemp. It's called The Complete History of the White Race. Recommended book. So you got to read from all sides. You can't just take it from one side. You got to go get their angle. Their Anglo-Saxon. Yeah, you got to go get their angle.
Yeah, and see what they're saying, you know, see their spin, their twist, what was going on. And you will see. You will see how you was blacked out of history. See, you just plain old rich and don't even know it. That's what the prophet said. That's what Prophet Noble Drew Ali said. And I would be remiss to have a show without mentioning the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Yeah, that's why I stand on all four corners with that. Yeah, Yahushua came again to these shores. That's why you just missed them. Yeah, just missed them. That's all. He came to these shores. And you think they missed them? They missed them when he came. Yeah, it was too great. The light too bright. Man, how can darkness perceive light? Because the darkness thinks that everybody is dark. Oh, man, he one of us. That nigga just like us. Shit, he got something going on, too. Yeah, he think he all this, all that. Yeah. And by the way, you think Yahushua didn't go through what you went through? That's why he the example. How you going to follow somebody if he didn't do what you did? How can he tell you anything if he didn't do it? He was like, you did it, bro. That's what they going to ask you. Anything you tell somebody, especially a Negro, they're going to say, did you do it? You know somebody who did it? See that? He got to be the example. So anything we went through, he went through. Now, that don't mean he succumbed to what you succumbed to, what I succumbed to, meaning that he didn't fall for it, for the okey-doke, but he went through it. It was presented to him. Oh, you think that the chicks wasn't choosing? Come on now. Stop it. They fell out for Michael Jackson. Y'all fall out for boys in the hood, boys and men. Hell, y'all falling out for Satan when people go sing. You think they didn't fall out for Yahushua, for what you call Jesus? I think so. Yeah, you think that thing that he didn't have him lined up around the corner, they were chasing him down, trying to grab on his garments. Mm-hmm. Trying to give a dose of that holy breath, huh? Yeah, y'all know it. These slicksters have you out here running, taking your clothes off. Man, he had them ready to go. They ready to come and join. Man, they ready to come join the party, and many of them did. Many of them followed him everywhere he went. Follow your good teachings. Follow them everywhere he went. Yeah, he didn't turn them away no matter what lot they was in. Prostitute followed him all the way around. She sure did. He didn't tell her to go nowhere. And how dare you cast stones at her? Be the first one to throw stones at her when you got secret lust and sin that you trying to hide. But you trying to hide it. Yeah, while she hers is out in the open. And you trying to hide yours and throw a stone at her. Stop it. We see you. Satan. We see you, huh? That's what he told them. They didn't like that. So you be speaking truth to power. But force supersedes power. Yeah, he was backed by the force. May the force be with you, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm-hmm. Star Wars, y'all seen it. Boy, this is some good tea I be drinking. I ain't gonna lie, this herbal tea be having me percolating the morning. I got me a concoction I be making with neem and turmeric. And yeah, I'm gonna patent that thing. Man, that thing will have you release. You gonna release within 15 minutes, folks. When I put this on the market, you go detox, and then you go be perking. You go be up. You go hit the gas on the way to work. Ooh, let me turn Suleiman Bay on the morning trip. Got me going. And I got his tea, and you go be in there. Yay, thumbs up. Let me get a light. Yeah, but that's how that go, man. So 3 years we wandered from 1865. The 14th Amendment didn't make you a citizen until 1868 made you a citizen. Now, hold on. Dred Scott, Supreme Court case. Still on the book, plaintiff in error, man, came as a Negro, a free Negro. How can you be a free Negro? Because their constitution, their law say, whether free or slave, a Negro of the African race could never be a citizen of the European Union. See, y'all forget what this United States did. It's a European Union. Huh? Yeah. Apartheid, that's why everywhere you go, policy enforcers are on the corner to take your black ass down. It's apartheid. Yeah, you being occupied in your own homeland. So Martin Luther King said it best. Then one shot to the head, Martin Luther King was dead. He said it best from the mountaintop. I have a dream. I seen it. He seen it. It's coming to fruition now. Look what they're doing, throwing poison in the air, trying to poison the people. Because we coming alive and know this is our home. This is our land. They made us sing it in school. This land is your land. This land is my land. All that old shit. My country, tis of thee, and all that. Yeah, because that's what it is. It's your country. They was giving it to you. But you just didn't know. So Martin Luther King said it best. He said, the black man. And I used to think, man, Martin Luther King, man, that was a dumb nigga there. Excuse my language. That's what I used to think. I used to be like, man, there ain't no way. We'll get no, upside the head with water hoses and bricks. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But he laid the foundation for it. That's our ancestors. That's our kinfolk. I was almost saying, the prophet said, don't call us Negro. Call us dirty moors. Yeah, don't be a dirty moor. Don't hate. Don't hate. Brother laid foundation down for us, man. Marched out there with great-great-granny and them, man. Better quit playing. Your folks, your kinfolks and them was out there, man, getting harassed and shook down by these people. It's just us to us down. If we don't go for it now, we in a new era. We supposed to turn up. Turn up in a different way and be civilized and no law and make them stand on. That's why we stay in the constitutional fold. That's why they overthrew the moors. That's why the three world religions, the major ones, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, conspired and overthrew the Moors out of Spain in 1492, overthrew that world power because of how we governed. Yeah, civilizers. Yeah, that's right, upholders of law. Yeah, natural law, God's law first. I'm going to do a law. Yeah. So Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. He said, the black man finds himself exiled in his own land. And I never paid attention to that excerpt from his speeches. He said, the black man finds himself exiled in his own land. Look what he's giving us back then. We so slow, and we think we fast. It's 2021 in this young generation. He said that in 1965. Man, you we way behind because you still don't know it. Because if you knew this land was yours, then you wouldn't be getting tried under the Black Code Laws, under the Negroes Act. Let me go there. And then we go back to this 14 Amendment. See, I got a lot for you. I can teach you a lot. I can lead you to the water, but is you going to drink it? That's the thing. If you knew better, you'd do better. You feel what I got to do? I got to show you mine. Oh, I got to show you what I have for you to jump on board, huh? Then are you coming on just pretending? It's like you pretending, at least to me. It's like if you, I seem like to me, if you would want something for yourself, then you would want to delve deeper into topics, into issues of life instead of what's been given to you. You've been force-fed a diet. And evidently, man, it got us on shrink fast. We've been on a shrink fast diet because we haven't learned nothing, anything. But we've been taught, we've been trained a whole lot. We've been taught a whole lot where we can run our own selves and our own government. So they got the Black Code Laws, right? And let me get into this. See, I have to always reiterate and go back. Remember, we're dealing with the tools in the workshop of the mind. So you have to go back. We have to pull that hammer out and pound in the truth to you. So a lot of times I have to go back over the same stuff. It's okay. That's what school is about. You don't just keep moving on in the curriculum if the people haven't got the subject. What kind of teacher are you? Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You're on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. Man, I hope y'all are enjoying the show. We still got more to go. I'm full. Yeah, I'm full. I'm full for y'all. I'm on autopilot. Yeah, I'm already studied. So I just study more so I can bring you something different and newer. So what I'm giving you is what's inside of me. Mm-hmm. I could give it to you in my sleep. Yeah. So, don't forget, Legal Empowerment, the website, the Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com, and Al Moore, that's A-L-M-O-O-R, Al Moore Consultation, LLC.com. Check us out if you want to get with us on different topics. Okay, so this is out of the archives in South Carolina, man, straight from their records. Google it. Go get you an account, get you some information from the Library of Congress. There's a lot of stuff you can pull and find out. And I know you ain't going to believe nothing that I say because we on self-hate. See, when you're on self-hate, then you got to go get it from the people who you believe. So you got to go dig into the stuff they don't want you to know, but it's accessible to everybody. So you just got to know where to look. So you can start a place like there, the Law Library, the Library of Congress. That's a good place to start. You want to get original documents and stuff. All right. The State Records of South Carolina. This is known as the Sundry Free Moors Act. All right? That's what this is known for. This is the State Records of South Carolina. Journals of House of Representatives, 1789 through 1790. Michael E. Stevens, editor. Christian M. Allen, assistant editor. Published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina, 8557. Copyright 1984 by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History, first edition published in Columbia by the University of South Carolina Press.
Manufacturing United States of America. The ISBN is 087-249-9448. It's from the 20th of January, 1790, page 363. Continue from previous page. There, too, our committee are Mr. Hugh Redelich, Major Pickney, and Mr. Diaz. House Journal 4, January 1790 through 20th of January, 1790. A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read.
Shut my door, man. Keep my door closed. So I'm going to put out that traffic out there. They sleep. Okay.
So, once again, the petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. This 1789, 1790. They put it on record. Hey, we ain't trying to get put under them Negro laws. So y'all better pay attention because they're still in effect. The humble petition of Francis, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel, free Moors, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly showeth that your petitioners, some years past, had the misfortune, while fighting in the defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador then residing in England in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have by the greatest industry been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now prayeth your honorable house, that as freeborn subjects of a prince, now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state, now in force, called the Negro Law. But if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. One, order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pickney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the free Moors, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table, where it was again read for the information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to, and is as follows. This report: that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the bettering, ordering, and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this House do agree with the report. So knowing yourself is important, man. So that's why we fly the Moorish flag. You understand me? We got the Moorish flag. That's the best flag of our descent. That's our ancestry. It's there for a reason. You got to tap into yourself. Stay in tune, y'all. Know where you are, who you are, and where you at. Okay? Know who you are and where you at. They said anyone going to them Negroes act. And they said, and the report said, we have considered the same in our opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them. In its construction, in its design or operation apply to them. And that persons who were subject of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Okay. Yeah, that's why we be hollering Morocco. Descent. That's our ancestry. And why wouldn't we be? And if you know where you at, why wouldn't you be in tune? Okay? And you won't be under these same laws and out here worried about it. I ain't worried about it. you damn sure shouldn't be worried about it. Especially if you ain't never been captured, you should never be worried about it. So a person who been captured ain't worried about them, you shouldn't be worried about them. Yeah, know who you are. Man, know thyself. So, these black hole laws. The Christian Black Code of 1784. What a document. Go on and just hit it on your Google. Just Google Black Codes of 1724. Don't even put Christian before it. Just put Black Codes 1784. You're going to get the history of it. You're going to be able to go see it. It's going to pull up. You know, I'm going to read some of it to you right off the press. Black Codes of 1724, extensive breakdown. The Christian Black Codes of 1724 were initiated during Reconstruction after the Civil War to control blacks after they were emancipated. Listen, to control blacks after they were emancipated, the 1724, passed by southern states, instead of giving blacks the same rights as white people, the codes limited the blacks' freedom severely. They included that blacks had to be in service of a white person, that they could not have congregations together, that they could not speak out, and that they could not have weapons. That sounds like the laws, don't it? That sounds like what you go through today, ain't it? They also included that blacks could not go out without a white supervisor. Thus, blacks had to take on the religions and holidays and gods of their white superiors. These same black codes were said to have been made null and void with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865, although many southern states adopted black codes to keep former slaves from voting and imposed other restrictions. The 14th and 15th Amendments were to supposedly had eliminated these codes. But as you read them down below and study the law of the land in conjunction with religion and politics, you discover these codes have been modernized in a disguise, and many are still in effect. That's right. The Christian Black Codes of 1724. Here we go. That's how they kept it. That's how they're keeping us under their dirty religion. Man, they done crucified your folks. Listen to this. So let's put this in. Let's speed this up in the hood analogy. So I go in, me and your hood funkin'. So I go into your hood, slaughter one of y'all, one of your men, one of your guys, one of your goons. I gun them down, and then I throw the chain on with his image on it. And when I got everybody rocking it, and y'all rocking it on, y'all rocking the image on of your dude's demise. Come on now. These are the people Rome crucified Yahushua of Nazareth, Jesus, and put him on a cross. On an emblem, and you wear it around today like it's beautiful, it signifies something to you. It signifies their dirty work, what they did, their bloody murder. Okay, you can follow that if you want to. Where has it got you? Haven't got you nowhere. You don't got shit. Excuse my language. You ain't got a pot of can of beans. Ain't got a pot. Listen, bees make honey. What do you make? You're supposed to be more superior than the bees. Bees make honey. Hell, the ants out getting it in the summer for the winter. And it's another season before that, the fall. They ain't even think about fall. They out getting it in the summer for winter. What do? Go out and spend everything and blow everything for the summer. You ain't put nothing away for the winter. You go wait till winter to go buy something when you got to go keep going out in the rain, going out in the storm, all in the weather, instead of being bunkered down, already supplied up. You dumb. That's a dumb bloop there. That's what they would say. That's what they would call us. Man. Big old dummy. That's what Red Fox would say. You big old dummy. That's what Red Fox will say. Article 1 decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. That's what they first thing they did. Decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Listen. Article 2, make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Listen. Article 2, make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Yeah, you force-fed you a diet, religious diet. You're not who you are, who you say you are. You're faking it. You're somebody else. You got somebody else's God and religion. Man, it's apparent. It's apparent. You're not getting blessing. Your blessing's not on top. You're just singing. We're just singing. Oh, sweet load to my chariot. There you go. Article 3 permits the exercise of the Roman Catholic's creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. What? Article 3, again, permits the exercise of the Roman Catholic's creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. Article 4, Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. Article 5, I mean, they was running the slave trade in, don't they? Article 4, let's read that again. It says, Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. They mean they had big power over the Catholic people. Was that's the Pope and them. So that mean the Negroes under that mean they was running slaves then. I ain't no fool. I can read. Okay, Article 5. Sundays, and holy days, well, holidays, they call them holidays. See, they have holidays. We have holy days. See, that's how you know you're following somebody else's way again. We forgot going, y'all celebrating holidays, but forgot about the holy days that was decreed. Anyway, Sundays and holy days, holidays, are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. So y'all go to church on Sunday. You ain't trying to work. The Lord's Day. Man, the Sunday, the first day of the week, that's when the Lord started working. Sit your butt down somewhere and understand what's going on. The Lord started working on Sunday. That was the first day of the week. Sit your tail down somewhere and start learning and study so you can know yourself. Article 6. We forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. Do you know what arbitrary means? Okay. Well, let's get on down. We got to get on down, down, down. Let's get on down and find out what arbitrary mean is. See, you can't just pass by stuff if you don't know it. And I know as many out there that's probably saying, okay, you just heard me, but you don't know what that means. Arbitrary says, definition, black law, depending on individual discretion, specifically determined by a judge rather than by fixed rules, procedures, or law. 2, of a judicial decision, founded on prejudice or preference rather than on reason or fact. So that's what you want? It says, we forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. They'd kill them. Man, they got some real codes out there, man. Look what happened in the OJ stuff, man. A lot of stuff went on, man. They got a lot of stuff, man. They don't play that, man. Marrying into it because you're killing them off with genocide. You know, when we put that in them, as I said, you go black, you can't go back. That's the fact. The fact is, once that black go in you, if we ski, when the seed come out, it's over. Yeah, it's melanated. Yeah, you've been polished and refined. She went in. The dough went in as dough, and then it came out baked brown. So that's how that goes. We forbid all curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. So they can't sanction the marriages. We also forbid all our white subjects, and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks, to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. Should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offending and the master of the slave should pay each a fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master, his slave, said master shall not only pay the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. And said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. Why did he go to the hospital? Hell, the hospital is your birthplace. Yeah, that's the name. That's the residence of the debtor. Yeah, that's on the birth certificate. On the birth certificate, it's a name up there, all caps corporate name, and it's the address. That's the name of the debtor. That's where you need to send them debt bills when they send you that bill. Now, I just gave you a little game. When they send you that bill, send it there. Yeah, that's where the debtor lives. Yeah. Tell them to pay it. Yeah, tell them. Figure that part out. I just gave you in the right direction. Go look on your birth certificate and see what address is there. That's the address. That hospital. That's who in charge right there. That's who got you need to send the bill to. Now, so I'm gonna stop right there. Okay. Now, where was I at? Okay. But shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave? When said slave, according to the form described by the church, said slave shall become free and legitimate. And in such case, popped out on me. They didn't want me to give it up no more. Okay, and in such case, there should be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. Article 7, the ceremonies and forms prescribed by the Ordinance of Blois and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves, but the consent of the father and mother of the slave is not necessary. That of the master should be the only one required. That's why you got to go down and get a marriage certificate, and that marriage certificate is bonded. And if you ever been married before and you got a marriage certificate and it got numbers to it, whatever the numbers into it, you can go search the numbers, them CUSIP numbers, find them numbers and find the CUSIP to it and find out what bond is behind it. And then that's how you can go get your redress, an injury. See, you take them bonds that they done used on you, all these bonds that they done created on every account number you got. If you got a car note, you got an account. If you got a bank account, you got an account number. Yeah, every account number you got. If you got a social security number, that's an account. If you got a number on the back of it, that's an account. If you got a birth certificate number, and the numbers on the birth certificate, those accounts. If you got numbers on the back, that's an account. You can find CUSIP numbers for everything you got account for. I don't care what it is. If you got account number, 99.9% of the time you can find a bond attached to it. But if you get it some money for it, and you go find a bond that got $33 billion in assets in an account that's in a tie to your name, a percentage of that is due to you. Yeah. And now you can look at it however you want to look at it, but you can get you a redress for that. That sounds like a ground to a claim for me. That sounds like a claim of injury to me. Hold on. I'm paying you for insurance, but I'm paying you for insurance, Mr. Gerber, or whatever your insurance company is. But on the under, my portfolio is attached to billions of dollars. Y'all using. I need a percentage of that. So how I can get a percentage? I got to show you how you attach that to me and how I've been injured by it so I can get my reparation. That's how you will get your real reparation. Indeed, you just need to stand up and be yourself. Just be yourself by, listen, we're not black. We're not Negroes, blacks, or color. You feel me? We're not Ethiopians. Them names was given to slaves. So, I'm going to go to the prophet real quick. Because I gotta get my morning teachings too on here. And I'm going to go into let me go cut that right there real quick and go into the Holy Quran as we do. I gotta pull this out of here real fast. Because we always get our readings. Because a lot of people haven't been exposed to these truths. We like to say these are the 18 missing years of your Bible. You don't have these teachings of Jesus, what you call Jesus, Yahushua. You don't have them. And this is how our Moorish Quran opened up and it says, all right? This is the Holy Quran of the Moorish Sign Temple of America. Okay? This was introduced to the temple because that's where we were civilizing at. That's where the prophet civilized us at, in the temple. Okay? You don't confuse the temple with the person, but the person is the temple. Remember that. That's the part you got to remember. So it says, know thyself and thy father God Allah. The genealogy of Jesus, Yahushua, with 18 years of the events, life, works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all those that love Yahushua. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order, and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet, and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time appointed by Allah, they loosened these keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages, had these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and right to publishing of this pamphlet of 1927 by the Prophet Mawdu Ali. So it starts, the industrious acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. Listen, we've been taught, I always say y'all, but I'm speaking to us. We've been taught that Africa is this seven continent, just shaped like a seven. And that's true. What they call Africa, that's the seven. But this whole continent is named after one landmass. We have one name for it. That's what our people named it after, one name. Okay. This is Northwest and Southwest Amexum, which would be translated into today's language. This will be called Northwest and Southwest Africa. Because if they call that Africa, this would be called Africa too. This would be called North, the farthest Northwest and the farthest Southwest. See, you don't understand geography because they never taught that to us. They don't teach, they don't educate slaves. They train them. We've been trained in school. Hell, they never even taught us the science of the flag. We got two flags in school they was flying. We just pledged allegiance to one. That was the corporate banner. It's flying in every 50 states. But every 50 states got another flag, too. What is that? We never pledged allegiance to that, but it was right there in the school. You stood up in the cafeteria. It was there, too. It showed you. Everywhere you look at government, you see the different flags, the two flags, but they don't tell you what that means because you're not taught. You're Ted. Remember Ted? I told y'all, Ted, the little bear? You Ted. You don't have no rights. You're an artificial person. So that's what we are. So this is Northwest and Southwest Africa. Anyway, the industrious acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, Hamathites, and Canaanites who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle in that portion of Egypt here. In later years, they formed themselves kingdoms. These kingdoms are called this day Morocco, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, etc. Okay? So I want to read chapter 2. That's what I like to read. I like to read chapter 2. Okay, even though chapter 1 is heavy, but it's too heavy for most. You got to really go in there. It's real deep. Going into, you know, spiritual realm. No, I'm reading another 2 today. It's on the education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone, Egypt. This is from the Moorish Holy Quran. So this is on Elizabeth. This is on Mary and Elizabeth. People got to understand, for you to have a chosen child like that, you got to be on something. I mean, you can't just be no anybody. Excuse me. Yeah, Mary and them weren't just anybody. They had John with the forerunner to Yahushua, Jesus, and then Jesus, Yahushua, come. Listen, Mary and them wasn't just no anybody, any old sisters, man. They was in tune. They was righteous. They was upright to be blessed with those kind of spirits to come out of them. So you got to understand that the vessel was clean in order to, listen, the fruit bears witness of the tree. That's all. Anyway, education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone, Egypt. The son of Herod, Archelaus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all of those who did not honor him. He called in council all the wisest men and asked the infant claimant of his throne. The council said that John and Yahushua both were dead. Then he was satisfied. Now, Joseph, Mary, and their son were in Egypt in Zone, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. When y'all read the Bibles and y'all see that Mary and him had to flee into Zone in Egypt, wonder why and wonder what they were doing, because I'm going to show you right here. Elihu and Salome. Now, Joseph, Mary, and their son were in Egypt in Zone, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. Elihu and Salome sent messengers in haste to find Elizabeth and John. They found them. They brought them to Zone. Now, Mary and Elizabeth were marveling much because of their deliverance. Elihu said, "It is not strange. There are no happenings. Law governs all events. From olden times, it was ordained that you should be with us and in this sacred school be taught." Elihu and Salome took Mary and Elizabeth out to the sacred grove nearby where they were wont to teach. Elihu said to Mary and Elizabeth, "You may esteem yourselves twice blessed, for you are chosen mothers of long-promised sons, who are ordained to lay a solid rock, a sure foundation stone, on which the temple of the perfect man shall rest, a temple that shall never be destroyed. We measure time by cycle ages, and the gate to every age we deem a milestone in the journey of the race. An age had passed. The gate into another age flies open at the age touch of time. This is the preparation age of the soul, the kingdom of Emmanuel, of Allah and man. And these your sons will be the first to tell the news, and teach the gospel of goodwill to men and peace on earth. A mighty work is theirs, for carnal men want not the light. They love the dark, and when the light shines in the dark, they comprehend it not. We call these sons revealers of the light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light. Mm. And you must teach your sons and set their souls on fire with love and holy zeal and make them conscious of their missions to the sons of men. Teach them that Allah and man are one, but that through carnal thoughts and words and deeds, man tore himself away from Allah, debased himself. Teach that the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace, that naught can make them one but love, that Allah so loved the world that he has crossed his son in flesh that man can comprehend." Oh, no, did he say that, a Muslim? "The only savior of the world is love, and Yahushua, son of Mary, comes to manifest that love to men. Now, love cannot be manifest until this way has been prepared, and not can rend the rock and bring down lofty hills and shield the valleys up and thus prepare the way. But purity, that's how you prepare the way. Purify yourself. But purity in life, men do not comprehend.
Mm.
And so it too must come in flesh. You got to see the example. And you, Elizabeth, are blessed because yours is purity, John, made flesh, and he shall pave the way for love. This age will comprehend but little of the works of purity and love, but not a word is lost. For in the book of Allah's remembrance, a registry is made of every thought and word and deed. And when the world is ready to receive, lo, Allah will send a messenger to open the book and copy from its sacred pages all the messages of purity and love. Alhamdulillah. Then every man of earth will read the words of life in language of his native land. And men will see the light and walk in the light and be the light. And men again will be at one with Allah. See? So, that's, I like to go in and get my readings and my teachers in. Listen, we got a lot of work to do, y'all. We got a lot of work. And the time is of essence. If you out of your 20s now and you in your 30s now, you know, you in your 30s, and now it's time for you to slow down. It's time for you to slow down and think about the generations behind you, especially if you have children. You got to think about them. Because if you haven't set it up already by then that means that you wasn't taught right. Yeah, because you should have been getting taught from the time you was coming out the ruler. You should have been taught. And by the time you was 12, 16, 18, oh, man, you're supposed to have been well taught, well-rounded in the sciences and disciplines and be way advanced. So be way advanced. But we hold our children back. You understand? The incubator is important to put them in the incubator to protect them from outside elements. That's why the science is like that when the child is born. But you can't keep them confined in this box that we've been in because we don't know nothing. So the more we get exposed to and the more that you learn from your experiences, that's what you got to give back to them. You can't hold that stuff in. So when you see them turning the wrong way and doing the wrong things and the inclinations coming out of them, and you got to get on top of that. You feel me? You got to get on top of that and usher them into the right way because you were supposed to have charted that anyway in the beginning, see? We haven't went back to ourselves. And we're supposed to chart their anatomies, see who they are. You know, teach your woman and y'all study that. So when she's going through them cycles, that 9 months, that's a laboratory. Women, you building inside of there. You going through the stages of the zodiac. Yeah. And even though your child is born on a sign, they're going through the zodiac. And you need to study that. You need to study them signs and what signs you're in because you're creating in your laboratory. And you need to watch what's going inside of you. What are you eating? Yeah, what you're listening to, what you're looking at. Yes, ma'am, because you got a laboratory in there. You're the first creator. That's so deep. Allah is feminine. Did y'all know that? Yeah, it's feminine. People always say, my God, he. They always put the he. Allah is feminine. But anyway, you know, this whole earth plane, the universe is a womb. The earth is a womb. The woman has a womb. You a womb man. You come out of the womb, man. Man, who do you think you are? You a womb man. Yeah, the whole earth is a womb. Every species on this planet is feminine. It's female. All the species come from the female. The plant life. Yeah, you can't go grow nothing. Can't grow no herb and nothing like that. Or from no male plant. Nah, you got to get the female. Yeah, all the insects, all the aquatic life, go through the woman. Deep science. But the woman's been degraded. The woman's been degraded in our society. Made her take off her clothes. Yeah, the bee's got a queen. Yeah, the ants got one. Ends by one and bees that one. All you can do is look at science. You can look at nature. You don't got to believe what people tell you. You're talking about New Year's in January. Why is New Year in January? It's raining and all kinds of stuff going on. How is that a New Year? It seems to me a New Year will be when new life comes to play. It seems to me when everything after the fall and the winter and then when spring comes and everything springs to life, that seems like a New Year to me. It's new life. Wow, but you've been taught that January 1st is the New Year. See how you just been bamboozled? You never taught to go investigate that and study. And then you was taught that a new day starts at 12 o'clock at night. How is that possible? See, you never read the Bible. You never read the Bible and what was put in there. Even your diet. When you read the Bible in Genesis, you know, Allah gave you a dietary law. He tell you what was prescribed for you to eat, man. He told you what seeds of the earth and to eat. He told you what he prescribed for the animals. But you took it upon yourself to do a killing. Every time did you eat the meat, if a killing took place. You don't look at it like that. Oh, I got to survive. But there's other things on this planet for you to eat. That's why you're going through the conditions we're going through. That's why we're going through the sicknesses we're going through. But you don't want to hear it. Oh, that nigga just, we've been eating that for years and living from the air. But you, the time we live in now ain't nothing compared to how people used to live. From when they was etherins. So you think you earthlings when they was etherins, living off the ether plane. When thought activity created children. When thought activity fed you. Come on, man. As a man thinking, so shall he be. You on the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all been enjoying me today. Don't forget to slide through on the website, legalempowermentgroup101.com, and then slide through on almorconsultationllc.com. That's A-L-M-O-O-R, consultationllc.com. We've been helping out a lot with we do credit repair and credit builder and business formation and business credit. We know how to do all that. And we do a lot of work with the prison population. They call in a lot. We get them on the show sometime, too, when they call in at the right time. If they would have hit right now, we would have, you know, they probably don't know that end. They locked down right now. But, yeah, when they call in, we check in with them and send them literature and stuff. That's the most important thing. But getting people, when your folks locked up, send them literature. Hell, help them do better. Help them teach them, give them some books to help them learn some trades. Learn some different stuff about trust and estate planning and different stuff that open up their lives. You know, get them dictionaries and different stuff. If you profess that your way of life is good, and stuff, send them something to read. You know, a lot about money and stuff like that. Send them something to read. They can educate themselves. That's what it could be for them. It could be a university for a wise man or a playground for a fool. So when my sir joined, I used it for a university for myself. I wouldn't have got my own degree. Yeah, I wouldn't got my own degree. So that's how I did that. So to each his own, and that's how it goes. But like I said, I just want y'all to, I just want us to focus on loving each other like this. I just want to focus on loving each other, starting at home, building up a rapport right at home with the people in our house, building up stuff together, networking, putting our money together, just making things happen. And that's the best way right there. Other than that. It's going to be hard, man. We got to work together, pool our resources. When other people, when we see coming up, all them years in the hood, our cousins, our kinfolks and them, same ones that helped enslave us, our Arab kin, the Chinamen, everybody. Everybody been coming into our hood and setting up stores, selling us inferior food, selling us poison alcohol, selling us poison meat. Degrade, man, the food be inferior. And we couldn't pool our money together to buy these stores to provide for ourselves and clean it up. See, we down bad. We doing bad. So I just pray for healing. I pray for healing, so much healing in our culture, in our way. Are we alike? Man, we Moors. We at home. Family, we at home. Study yourself. We just Aboriginal people here. We the Native Americans. This not India. Excuse me, that's a misnomer. You calling the people here that was Indian. This not India. So if the Indian was here, he far from home. And the European, this not Europe, he far from home. Who are the original people from here? Because they not trying to even claim their land. It's got to be you. It's us. So like I say, man, I appreciate y'all coming through today. Slide through. Tell a friend, man. Come through, man. Get through on the Suleiman Bey, man, the morning drip. We here just about every day, 5 days a week for show. So just stay tuned in where I can hit you and get up on the website. Go to the website. Leave your information, man. Anything you like on the episodes, just tap in. We need healing, y'all. We need unity. We need to come together in the community. Build it up. That's what it's the time. We the ones. We them boys. Remember that. We the ones got the money. Yeah, it's inside of you. This your land you standing on. All the resources to it is yours. Stand up, Moorish America. I love y'all. Peace and love. Thank you for coming through in the morning trip to Suleiman Bey. See y'all soon. Peace.